Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second, the shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth, the catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gordon McNaughton. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon McNaughton. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second, the second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third, the right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Red Kress. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth, the catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Funk moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds bunts towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to McNaughton covering. Safe. Funk scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Appling steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Berry reaches second base with a double. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Berry steals third. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNaughton fields it and throws to first for the out. Gregory moves to second. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-0 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive towards short. Worstler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock can't make a play. That's a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gordon McNaughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaughton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Funk. McNaughton reaches second base with a double. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Kress moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berry is walked intentionally. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gregory hits a pop-up towards the mound. McNaughton catches it and throws to first to double up Berry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rothrock. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon McNaughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaughton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNaughton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNaughton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. Rothrock reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McNaughton. Berry moves to second. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gregory strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Funk moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman now playing left field. Red Kress now playing right field. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norman. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Wurstler scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Boerner now pitching. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boerner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly moves to third. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Larry Boehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-3 in the game. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Worstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to second for the out. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norman. Pickering reaches second base with a double. There goes Oliver trying to get to third. Norman throws the ball into Appling, who relays the ball to Rothrock, who tags Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk, who is chasing the ball. Tate reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Larry Boehner. Milt Gaston now pitching. Andy Spinardi pinch runs for Benny Tate. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-4 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spinardi scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wurstler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly now catching. Bob Klein now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rothrock is walked intentionally. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Jolly hits a pop-up towards third. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pickering hits a line drive into center field. Funk picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Funk. Alexander scores. Pickering moves to third. It's 8-6. Red Sox. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pickering scores. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carey Self pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.